An appeal for missions. The claim of redemption. Tithes and offerings for God are an acknowledgement of His claim on us by creation. And they are also an acknowledgement of His claim by redemption. Because all our power is derived from Christ, these offerings are to flow from us to God. They are to keep ever before us the claim of redemption, the greatest of all claims, and the one that involves every other. The realization of the sacrifice made in our behalf is ever to be fresh in our minds, and is ever to exert an influence on our thoughts and plans. Christ is to be indeed as one crucified among us. Know you not that ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. What a price has been paid for us! Behold the cross, and the victim uplifted upon it. Look at those hands, pierced with the cruel nails. Look at his feet, fastened with spikes to the tree. Christ bore our sins in his own body. That suffering, that agony, is the price of your redemption. The word of command was given. Deliver them from going down to perish eternally. I have found a ransom. The wonderful love of God, manifest in Christ, is the science and the song of all the heavenly universe. Should it not call forth from us gratitude and praise? Know you not that He loved us and gave Himself for us, that we in return should give ourselves to Him? Oh, that all the impenitent might see and understand that the Spirit of God is leading them with inexpressible solicitude and gracious importunity to the feet of Jesus. And He who was delivered for your offenses was raised for your justification, and is waiting to receive your homage. Why should not love to Christ be expressed to the world by all who receive Him by faith, as verily as His love has been expressed to those for whom He died? Christ is represented as hunting, searching for the sheep that was lost. It is His love that encircles us, bringing us back to the fold, giving us the privilege of sitting together with Him in heavenly places. When the blessed light of the Son of Righteousness shines into our hearts, and we rest in peace and joy in the Lord, then let us praise the Lord. Praise Him who is the health of our countenance and our God. Let us praise Him not in words only, but by the consecration to Him of all that we are and all that we have. How much owest thou unto my Lord? Compute this you cannot. Since all that you have is His, will you withhold from Him that for which He asks? When He calls for it, will you selfishly grasp it as your own? Will you keep it back and apply it to some other purpose than the salvation of souls? It is in this way that thousands of souls are lost. How can we better show that we appreciate God's sacrifice, His great donation to our world, than by sending forth gifts and offerings, with praise and thanksgiving from our lips, because of the great love wherewith He has loved us and drawn us to Himself? Looking up to heaven in supplication, present yourself to God as His servant, and all that you have is His, saying, Lord, of Thine own we freely give Thee. Standing in view of the cross of Calvary and the Son of the infinite God crucified for you, realizing that matchless love, that wonderful display of grace, let your earnest inquiry be, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? He has told you, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. When you see souls in the kingdom of God saved through your gifts and your service, you will rejoice that you had the privilege of doing this work. Of the apostles of Christ it is written, They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Still, the heavenly universe is waiting for channels through which the tide of mercy may flow throughout the world. The same power that the apostles had is now for those who will do God's service. E.G. White, Kurrenbong, W., Australia, October 21, 1898. Note: This communication was received in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, November 22, 1898, accompanied by a request that the Foreign Mission Board publish and circulate it widely in tract form, before the holidays if possible. Seventh-day Adventist Foreign Mission Board.